We are learning Masechta Zivamis, Daf Kuf Yud Amud Aleph, and we are beginning three lines on the bottom of Kuf Tes Amud Beis, Vesava Rav. The Mishnah brought down a sheet of Rav Gamil that if you have two brothers married two sisters, Reuven is married to one, a Gedoyla, and Shimon is married to the Ketana, and Reuven passes away, and his wife, the Gedoyla, falls to Yibam to Shimon, and that's his wife's sister. So usually a wife's sister wouldn't be having Yibam because Achoy's Ishta, but here his wife is only a Ketana, so it's like Dushter Rabbanon. So Rav Gamil says, wait till she gets older, and then when she gets older, then automatically the Zika will fall off the older sister because Achoy's Ishta. Now, what happens when she gets older? So Rav says, the Shita of Rav is, Dafka, if they have Bia after she becomes a Gedoyla, then she becomes her wife. She becomes his wife. The Ketana becomes his wife. Now that she's a Gedoyla, she becomes his wife mid-Araisa. And we put the Yivam as a Chayis Ishtai. So Rav holds, the only way for the Ketana to become now his wife mid-Araisa is only if they have Bia after she becomes a Gedoyla. So Freyti Marakash, Vesava Ravi, Baal In, Eloi Baal, Eloi Dafka with Bia, and that she becomes his wife mid-Araisa. But Itma, we learned, Ketana Shloi Miyana. We have a person who's married to a Ketana, and she didn't do Miyan, she didn't refuse. Ve'gdila, she became a Gedoyla, va'omdo v'nisas, and she went ahead and married someone else. What's the halacha? Is it toifes kedushin or not? Rav Amar, ain't it tzrich get mesheni? You don't need to get mesheni. Why? Because since she became a Gedoyla, she's married a raisa to this person. V'shmuel Amar, tzricha get mesheni. You do need to get from the second husband. So according to Shmuel, you see that the first kedushin was not nigmar, and according to Rav, it was nigmar. It was nigmar. My lav loy bal. Only talking about a case we didn't do a bia. You see, just becoming older, just being a gedila, is certifies the kedushin, makes it the raisa. And for the gemara loy the bal, the case was that they did do bia after she became a gedila. So the problem is either bal my time is a Shmuel. Why would anyone hold if you did bia already? So why in the world would Shmuel hold that you don't need to, that you do need to get Mesheni? Shouldn't be Taifas Kedushin, because if she did be after she became a Gedoyla, then you're really married to her. So if she went and married someone else, how can it be Kedushin? So Gemara says, Kesavar Shmuel holds called a Boyal Adas Kedushin Mesheni Boyal. That when they do Bia by Gedoyla, he does Bia Adas, the first Kedushin he gave to her while she was a Ketana. That wasn't a good Kedushin, that was no Kedushin the Rabbanon. So therefore, it's not Chal Medaraisa. So if we have a Chalekes here, Rav and Shmuel, if Boyal Adas Kedushin Mesheni with the Boyal or not? That's the question. According to Rav, Rav says, no, it's a new Bia now, it's a new Kedushin now, it's a Kedushin, it's a Bia Shem Kedushin. And it's a brand new marriage from now on, which is a Gedoyla. And according to Shmuel, it's only Adas Kedusha Rishonim, which is only Darabana, and therefore it stays only Darabana. The Kedusha with this Tana stays at Darabana and the Kedusha. Freit the Gemara, this Machlekes, that's Machlekes, Bia Machlekes, Rav Shmuel, is if you have Bayal Adas Kedusha Rishonim, Mubayal, is that a Machlekes, a different place already? But Pliga Bacha the Zimna, the Itma we learned. Kitchal tonight. Someone's Makash Isha on a Tanai, makes a Tanai that she doesn't have a certain problem, she doesn't have a certain mum. And then when he did Nisuin, he forgot to mention the Tanai, he didn't mention Tanai, he just was Mekainasur. And it turns out that she was not Mekayim Tanai, she has this mum. So it's Machlaikis. Rav Amar Tzricha Menu Get, Rav says, you need a get, because it's a good Nisuin. V'shmuel Amar Tzricha Menu Get, it's not a good Nisuin. And the Mar explains, Rav Amar Tzricha Menu Get, given the Nosva, since they went ahead with the marriage, Achuli Achal Tanai. He was probably Meichel Tanai, because he wouldn't want to do Bilas Nus, and therefore, he probably, when he did the Nisuin, he said, forget about Tanai, I'm Meichel Tanai. V'shmuel Amar Ein Tzrichem En Get. Why? Kol HaBayal Adas Kedushin Rishayinim HaBayal. He only did this Bia, this Nisuin, Adas Kedushin Rishayinim, which was problematic, they could have had a Tanai in it, and it wasn't a Kaim Tanai. So really, it's the same Achleikas. Do you do Nisuin, Adas Kedushin Rishayinim? According to Shmuel, you do it, and therefore, like the case before, there's no new Kedushin after she comes to Gedoyla. And here also, it's still Al Tanai. So it's the exact same Achleikas, Rav and Shmuel in both places. So Gemara answers, no, they're different. And they give him a Mechalik. And we're going to learn, we'll speak out with Rashi's Girsa. Our Girsa is not Rashi's Girsa. Maybe we'll speak out, Tosfos explains what it is. But first, read with Rashi's Girsa. It's more than Tzricha. The Itma Baha, Baha Kama Rav and Leka Tanai. If it only said the case of Mian, there Rav says that there, the Bia is a new Kedushin. Why? Because there's no Tanai. And there's no Tanai, he understands that there's no Kedushin for a katan, he understands that's nothing, and therefore he does a new Bia Shem Kedushin. That's why Rav there holds that he's not Adas Hashanim. But by the Tanai, maybe he goes busted at Tanai. So you wouldn't know what he held by Tanai. And if it just said a case of Tanai, you would say there Shmuel holds Adas Hashanim because of the Tanai. Masha Inkain, by the case of Ketana, maybe he agrees to Rav that you know he's making a new Kedushin. Therefore you need both Machlaikasim. Therefore you need both Machlaikasim. So that's how you read it inside. Read it inside. Aval Baha Ema Moidle Shmuel. Vitva Baha Kama Shmuel Bahaka Moidle Rav Tricha. That's the Pirash's Girsa. Our Girsa Agamar goes like Taisvis, and we'll read it inside now with Tais Girsa Tricha. Itma Bahi Bahi Kama Rav Shnika tonight. The Kim of the Balakh Tanai. Maybe Dafka by Tanai, where there the you don't have a Bilas Nos, so there Rav says that you probably Moichel the Tanai. Abaha, maybe, but a case of the Mion, there it's not a Bias Nos, because there it's still a Kushin de Rabbanon. So maybe you're doing a Das V'Shainim. V'yitma Baha Baha Kamar Shmuel, that's what Shmuel says over there, because there it's not as Nos. Avahach, a Moed Leir Rav, maybe by Tanai is Moed Rav, Tzricha. They even know both Machlaikasim. There's two Machlaikasim Rav Shmuel. One Machlaikasim is by Mion, that if she comes like a Gedolah, you need Bia or not, and not if need Bia, if Bia works or not. According to Rav, Bia works because it's a new Kedushin. According to Shmuel, it does not work. And you also have Machlaikas by Tanai, if it comes to Stam, is it called the Suna Tanai or not? So we're coming out Rav, we need a Bia definitely to make it, that's Kedushin, that's now it's Kedushin Derais, so you have to have a Bia. He Uvda, they have a Benarish, there's a story in Erish, the Kedisha Kishik Tana, and a person was Nekadish Eisha while she was a Ketana, the Godla, and she got older. But you see by Bei Kursaya, and the Simcha that she became a Gdela now she'll be married to Raisa, they put her on a Chuppah chair. And someone else came, B'shas Maisa, and married her. B'chot v'nei married her. Rabbuna Rechnanel Tamid the Rav, Avasam. They asked the Shaila to Rabbuna Rechnanel Tamid the Rav. But it's really get Mabasas. They don't need a get from the second husband, the one who grabbed her. Why not? Because you didn't assume already after she was a Gdarla, so that's the Raisa. But the problem is, no beer, there all was a Chuppah. This Abay Kursaya was a Chuppah, that's all it was. It was the Derech that put them on a special chair by the Chuppah, and there was no beer here. So, if you Rav, these are to me the Rav, the Chari, you need beer in order to make a certified condition to Raisa. So, why do we need a get? The Chari here, there's no beer. Rav Papa, no, Benerish, the minig was, Minsin and Sive, first they had beer, Vahodomais Vekasai, then they brought him to the Chuppah, and therefore, after the Chuppah already, means she had a beer already, and therefore she's ready, condition to Raisa, therefore, they do not need a get. Rav Ashi is the Mshat. Rav Ashi, you're right. Really, you need beer to make her condition to Raisa, and therefore, the second condition is not Chal. But here, really, second should be chal, because no beer. But here, since he did something, he grabbed her, therefore, we are going to make believe his kedushin never happened. Rashi Yama, who also shleika ha'igin, thicha also by shleika ha'igin. Since he did shleika ha'igin, we will do back to him from shleika ha'igin, v'afkinu rabban ha'kedushin v'nei. We took away his kedushin. Because there's a din that called makadish, like the rabban makadish, and therefore, they have the kayak to mafgir the kedushin. Amalei, Ravina Rashi, teinach the kosh v'kaspa, good by kosh v'kaspa, we can say, that is Hefka Bez and Hefka, and therefore we can say called Makadish is Toil of Dasachamim, and they, Lema Freya, said that the Kedushin was Hefker and there's no Kedushin whatsoever. But Bia, what are you going to say? Tenuk to Kaspa, Kausha Bia, my Shavi, my, what are you going to say? And the Gemara, Shavi Rabbanim, Lebios, Bios Nos. Rabbanim made the Bia, Bios Nos, Lema Freya, and therefore it will be a Bios Nos, Lema Freya, and therefore won't be a Kedushin. So Tup Shotim, what happened here? Either really here, there was a Bia first, and that's why it was Kedushin Derais already, or according to Rashi, you're right, it was Kedushin Derabanan, but Chazal, Mafgir, second Kedushin, because he did Shloik Ha'igin. Zokta Gemara Vayit, now going back to our Mishnah, that our Mishnah had three Shittas, what's the Halacha, one's married to Gdol, one's married to Ketana, and Rabbi Eliezer's Shittah was that we tell him, my Lamer Zaktana should be Moyim Ba. He teaches the Tana to do Mian, and then you can do Yibam with the Gedolah. That's what he said. Not like Rav Gamliel, not like Rav Yeshua. Amar Rav Yehuda Mashmua, Lach Rav Eliezer, Pasuk Rav Eliezer. B'chinam Rav Eliezer, Rav Eliezer also says, Halacha ki Rav Eliezer, that Rav Eliezer, the Amayra also says, that we paskin like Rav Eliezer. Now who's Rav Eliezer, and who's Stam Rav Eliezer of Amayra, who's Stam Rav Eliezer of Tana? So Stam Amayra is Rav Eliezer ben Pedas. And the Stam Tana is Rav Eliezer ben Horkanus. That's who Rav Eliezer ben Pedas passes like Rav Eliezer ben Horkanus. Zok the Mishnah Vayita Brano Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah. Misha Yonasu Yostei Yosemais Katanais. There was someone who was married to two Yosemais Katanais that their brother or their sister married them off, which means he's married to them Midirabonon only, Umais, and he dies. And now they both fall to even to his brother. Be also Achelitzas Shachas Man Pateras Sarasa. If just like a regular time when there's two wives, the Bia or Chalitza, one of them patas all the one here also, since they're both equally the Rabbanon, so Biasa Chalat Shachas and Pataras Sarasa, the Chen Shtei Charoshes. Two deaf girls were married, which are not Kedushin Derais, are married to this brother, and the brother dies. They both fall to Yibam. One of them is a Bia or Chalitza, will pat the other one. Ketana v'chareshes. If there's one ketana v'chareshes, then ein bias achas mem v'teres rosa. Then one of the bias does not pater the tzara, because there we're not sure what to do. We're not sure who he liked better, the ketana or the chareshes. Which one was the ikker? Which one was the ikker wife? They're both the rabbanon, but a different type of the rabbanon. So we'll see in the Gemara why. What's a svara? Why is one better than the other one? Pikachas v'chareshes. So you have someone married to a pikach and chareshes. Here it's pashut bias of pikachas v'teres chareshes, because that's the derais degibum. Vein bias of chareshes v'teres pikachas, and bias of the chareshes is not poiter the pikachas, because obviously it's only the rabbanon. Therefore, will not pater the pikach, which is the derais of the marriage, is derais degibum. The same thing gedel l'ketana bias hagedel v'teres haketana. The bias of the gedel will pater the ketana. Vein bias haketana v'teres hagedel, and the bias haketana will not pater the gedel. Akaponim, that's what comes out from our Mishnah, that if it's both Rabbanon, both wives are married, the Rabbanon, so obviously one part is the other one. If it's a Ketana and a Chareshes, the Gemara is a Suffolk. Which one's better? The Mishnah is a Suffolk. We'll see the Gemara about what the Ketana is. And then you have a case where it's a Gedoyla and a Ketana, or a Pikachas and a Chareshes, some a healthy woman and a Cheresh, then the halach is, of course, the Pikachas part of the Chareshes, and the Chareshes is not part of the Pikachas. So the Gemara, Frey the Marakasha, it says in the Mishnah, "V'chein shtei charoshos is biasa echelitzasa sha'achas mem piteres tzarasa." Right? You do bia or echelitz to one of them, pass the other one. The problem is, we learned the Gemara before that a cheresh or a chareshes are not kosher v'chelitza. Why not? Because v'chelitza says lashon of kriya, and they can't talk. Therefore, they can't do the kriya of me'en yevami lechavas lekachta. They can't do the whole kriya. And even though kriya is not ma'akiv, but it has to be royal lebila, like the Gemara said before. So the chareshes v'chelitzi, but now we learned in the Mishnah before, cheresh shenechlatz, a cheresh that did chalitza, or chareshes chotza, or the chareshes with the woman, and she pulled the shoe off, or v'chelitz melakoton, chalitza sapshula, it's possible. Why? Because there's no kriya. That's the bar, it's possible. So how can you say on our Mishnah that chalitz biasa, chalitzasa sha'achas, man pateras sarasa? And for the Gemara, two terutzim. Omer Rav Gidla Amar Rav, a bia. Ech Rav, you're right. It's just going on bia. That bia of one of them part is the other one. Not going on the chalitza part. Rav Amar, or Rav Amar, fill tema a chalitza, even if it's going on chalitza, kam v'chareshes meikara, kam v'kachas v'achas charesha. That the difference between two Mishnayos are, one's a chareshes meikara, one's a pikeach that became a cheresh afterwards. Chareshes meikara, if she's originally a chareshes, so just like the whole kedushin is the rabbanon, so you can do chalitz also with the rabbanon. Kriyeh de'ol hachi nafak. Just like she went into the marriage with the rabbanon, she comes out with the rabbanon chalitz. You're right. There's no kriya. It's not a good chalitz with the rice. With the rabbanon, we said just like she went in beremiz like Rashi says, she went in without talking. She goes out without talking also. But pikachas, if she went into the marriage, she was normal. She was healthy. Then she became deaf and dumb. Loi, there she cannot accept chalitza. The ma'akva b'kriya, because kriya is ma'akva, and there is kedushin deraisa, because she's married to him in deraisa. She got married when she's a pikach, and therefore that will be the chiluk. So Rabba's chiddush mainly is that the chalitza is shayach by chareshes. How a chareshes miyakara? That's a shayach to have a chalitza. If she's a pikach first in mischarsha, there's no such thing as chalitza. But if she was a chareshes miyakara, it's shayach to have chalitza.